ما فيش وقت.
بيتزا جيلاتو. So we are preparing for Pesach, hopefully. Very special Pesach. After a year of Corona, I mentioned the shul that says as a Makis where it took a year. And then afterwards was a gula. So went through all kinds of makas this year. So makas of health, makas of panosa, makas of political situations. In America there was makas choshech afilu. But I can only say beremiz, otherwise they may shoot me. But now, all the markets were at twofold. They were to punish Paro, but also to bring out messages of Amunah. Kashem Elokeinu and Kashem Oretz. Hashem interacts with this world, and there's no power more powerful than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And all the mess going through. So the Ritzim is a marker. For us, it was in Baruch Hashem. I think that's the way we have taken it. So all these things are to prepare us to also be in the mind frame of Gula, to be Zeicha. We just have to do the right things. I'm reading today from page Shin Tadik Beis and the Nisi of Pesach. By the start over there, Haral Mevi Medrash. The schools of the 10 Nisyonis that Avram Avinu passed and was Eved Hashem with, it ended up that Mitzrayim, there were 10 Makas.
Wait, Rob, can you just repeat the page again?
Shin Tzadik Beis.
Shin Tzadik Beis.
Shin Tzadik Beis, 392. Yeah. So the Esav Nisyonis says in my rabbis, Kedei Livchoin Amitas Atzmoi. To find if he's a true tzaddik. Sometimes a person thinks he's a tzaddik, acts like a tzaddik, makes believe a tzaddik, but isn't. And these Nisyonis were to do things that tested to see how he can withstand in these trying to situations. That if he would just be a facade of a tzaddik, he won't get past it. That's who went through Esen Nisyonis. We definitely had a bechin of now, this last year. Nisyonis, many of us went through with things that nobody was even watching. How does a person behave at home? How does he behave with his family? How does he behave with his computer? How does he spend his time? In a place where a person is not cut off from everybody else. Talkoponim, that's what he's saying, that the Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu was to test the Mitzvos Atzmon, and the Makas on the Mitzrayim were also to bring out the Mitzvos Atzmon of Mitzrayim, the truth within the Mitzrayim. And and basically, the makas will hit them in their essence. The things that they believed in, little by little, crumbled in front of their eyes until they realized there's nothing left other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It took the final makas, makas b'chayot, where they realized that they were doomed to wake them up. So, that's what he's saying. Odom Atzmai. What is Odom Atzmai? Mitas Atzma, the truth of himself. So he says that Shrel Salanta was megalit to us that a person has certain koichas which he's very aware of, and other koichas that are what today they call subconscious things that he's not even necessarily aware from, but they're causing him to behave in certain fashion. A big part of Eidus and Musa is to reveal these things. If in a person he has complaints, this person is not behaving with him right. The other one doesn't realize nothing to do with the other person. It has to do with himself. Those things that are causing him to think in the way he thinks and to react the way he reacts, that's the real amitas asma of the person. So he's saying the Messianist that he went to, Avraham Avinu went through, the first one he went to, Kibshan Eish, going to the fire furnace. That's what could be greater than that? He was willing to give up his life for Amunah. He said, the Maisa, in some ways, that was, we see if that was the first of 10, that was considered an easier one than the later ones. That Keda was the last one and the hardest one. That brings the full Shlemus. What's the difference? The act of jumping into Kivshan Eish is an act of Messias Nefesh. We see people sometimes when it comes to something, they're willing to go all out for something. It could be for a chesed or for even Messias Nefesh for Torah and for mitzvahs and for Eretz Yisrael. You have no shortage of people that were in Russia when they were there. It's terrible in the Messianist, and they were Messianist Nefesh, and they came here and they dropped everything. The last Akeda, the Nisan of the Akeda, was Betzim, that was hitting the most deepest part of the desires of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's greatest desire was to be the father of Klal Yisrael, and how Hashem is taking him. Your whole life's dream of creating this nation, I'm telling you, just drop the whole business and shecht your son, and that's the end of it. Aside from the natural love for a son, this is something that was, I'm saying, it's not just one courageous act to give up one's life, bakasha, but very often it's easier for a person to give up life because, okay, I had enough of it. He had his whole life's dream and whole Rachmanis had and the son that he was waiting for so many years. It was Kovash Rach Lassus Tzinkha Belev Sholim. He pushed down his natural Rachman, his natural desire to do the Rotan Hashem. Negev had the Makas of Mitzrayim. It started hitting them in the water, which was a source of sustenance, mark of Tam Tzvadeya, and afterwards the Eretz, the Kinim, to also the grain that they had, the behemoths, with other markets of Ovid, there's Alba. Now, because the Chayis was the Amitis Atman, also at that point, he said. So he's learning Pshat, Ashkia's learning Pshat is the natural rachmanis of a father and a son to see their son dying in front of their eyes. Yeah. That was something they couldn't handle anymore, and that caused them to eventually get the juice out. Kosh Bohu said, I'm going to harden the heart of Pharaoh. So that everyone should see the signs and the miracles of Hashem in Mitzrayim. So Ramban explains that the first five markets, he was Pesheya. That was before Hashem hardened his heart. That he was, he hardened his heart. He didn't want to send them because he was so involved in this covet, he just was not able to relate to the facts around him. It's something that could happen to anybody. We sometimes miscalculate, misassess situations because we don't realize how much we're involved in our COVID, how we react. Sometimes we could act to what a child does or what a wife says or what a husband says, whatever it is. In a way, it's not so understandable. Why is it such a strong reaction? But it's basically because there's a picky in the COVID. They're not doing things the way I want, not cooperating. Kopanim, that was he was involved with power with COVID, actually. His own cousin. But came to a point that he just couldn't take the suffering he was going through. Then Hashem said, You were so involved in your COVID till now, and now you're going to be involved in my COVID. And whether you like it or not, I'm going to harden your heart. Because Shpoch gave him the koyach to withstand all the makas. So he says that, it's a question, if that's the case, that Kosh Bochum gave him this curve to stand with, he really didn't have the curve to stand with Marcus already after the fifth marker. So why is it so that by the 10th one he did break? Manushach, if it was actually Tyra, so it was by the 10th marker also. And he says, don't say that by the 10th marker Hashem suddenly softened his heart. It's not true. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be a situation of COVID HaLev, and even so, he's going to take them out of Mitzrayim. So that's what he's saying. When there was a mark in the Bechoyres, that was something that basically was destroying the whole Mitzias of Tyro. So he could be in action as much as destroying everything around him, but destroying himself, that was something he couldn't handle, even with the actual life. Yeah. So, as these markets were happening to the whole world, to Mitzrayim, there was a miracle happening to Klal Yisrael, that we were not affected by the markets. We were not affected by the markets, and like we're saying again, something in every situation in the world, the person has to think, thank Hashem how even if I am affected in a certain degree, but Baruch Hashem, I haven't been affected in the severe state that other people were. I was in a car with somebody, and the driver told me, you should know, I asked him how he I didn't see him in a year. He said, tell you the truth is that I was almost dead a few months ago. He's a high-risk person, and he was in the hospital, and they had to put him on a respirator, and he overheard the head nurse said that the last few days, nobody survived the respirator. But something happened right before they put him on, and suddenly his state got better. He's a Baal Chesed, kind of a Kosh Bohu, Rachmon, and Rachmon is on him. And now he's back to himself, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so together with the Makas and Mitzrayim, we had the Nisim of Klal Yisrael. That brought out to Klal Yisrael how special we are. Every time Hashem was showing us, you are special. You could not have water. Can have to go with this type of suffering, other type of suffering. The end of it, though, was that we know that the Makas Bechoyres came about through the Gilui Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, and that intense Gilui Shechina elevated Klal Yisrael, but it killed the Bechoyres. They couldn't withstand the Gilui Shechina. The regular Mitzrayim were so detached from anything, just like Gilui Shechina doesn't affect a horse, didn't affect them. The Bechor is a Mitzrayim, but Bechor we know has a little more kesher to Ruchnis. They were able to receive that Gilui Shechina, but they weren't prepared for it and it killed them. Klal Yisrael were prepared for it. Little by little they were seeing how Kosh Bochum interacts with the world, how Kosh Bochum shows them, Kosh Bochum loves them. And they decided to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they made the Nefesh, the Shech, the Kovim Pesach, the God of Mitzrayim. And that's they revealed their greatness. So the Mitzrayim revealed that they're nothing. They thought they're running on the world, running the world. And me Hashem, who is God? I'm the God. I run the world. And he wasn't able to drop the fact that he was a God till he saw that he was finished. He was able to drop everything, those possessions, and still think he's a God. But when he saw he's dying, his Hemshech is dying, his Bechoris are dying, that was the end. Klal saw the other way around. We saw Hashem was protecting us, and we had the desire to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that elevated us to the ability to receive that Gilui Shechina. That was a Lo Yigodl. So it brought out the essence of Klal Yisrael, that Kodesh Boku unites with the Neshama of Klal Yisrael. That was the greatness of that night of Leila Seder, which Nitz Hashem, 2 weeks we'll be coming to. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. You talk about being the beginning of Klal Yisrael. What is the beginning of the Klal Yisrael? We started off a slave nation. We were assimilated into the Egyptian culture. There's seemingly nothing left of us. But this is what the Nakuda that we got on the Leila Seder and Yetzias Mitzrayim was. We were ignorant and we were by the Zara to a certain degree. But we recognize we are Hashem's nation and we want to be part of that nation and we're willing to make those steps. The Shechitas at Pesach, which was a brave move, that was the only mitzvah we had. We say, Erev Eriyah, we had nothing. Bismillah, Kovim Pesach. Those two acts were enough to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're with Him. We showed we're with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was Master Shechina upon us, and that changed the whole nature of Klal Yisrael for history. That's what we're celebrating. Ani, Eloi Malach, Eloi Shliach, Ani, me with your Klal Yisrael. The false god of the world, its rhyme, ceased to exist, and the God of the world came down into the world through us and connected to us. That's what elevates us. So this is what we're preparing for the night of Leila Seder. And like I said, this year should be a greater Pesach than any other year of our lives. A Pesach after a year of seeing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the world. And the world still, unfortunately, most of the world isn't getting the message. So that's their problem. That's their hardness of their hearts. Like Paro had his problem. He thought he was running the world. Anybody who thinks he's running the world has a very hard time till it hits the mitas atzmai, till it hits his essence. For that short period of time, that everybody was terrified they're going to die. So that there was a change. But the second it goes off, like every market, when the market's finished, people go back to their shtiyot. But we are different. We use this time, this year, as observing what was going on. Observing more and more how Kosh Bo is interacting the world, how Kosh Bo is running the world. Nobody else is running the world. How powerful leaders of the world came and went. And we saw Ashgocha. Even with Trump, it was something which maybe we would prefer that he stayed in power. But all these things that happened in the last minute that changed things. Together with the corona, the riots against him and all. You know, how did it start? One policeman killed one black person. Anyway, that was the Ratzon HaAvoyeh. We shouldn't turn to anybody. We shouldn't turn to Trump and... even to Trump, with all that goes to it. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy shliach. That's what Hashem wants. Just me and you together. And everybody should try to think back a year ago and how we went through the year, how much closer we got to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much we appreciate the things we didn't appreciate till now. The truth of ourselves, our life, something we took for granted, now we don't. And with that, we're davening better. We woke up on our brochas, our tefillahs, things that happen in life, we realize they're from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the way we're going to prepare now. Hashem, we're getting the message stronger and stronger. We want to be zeichet to another Gilui Shechina, not the Gilui Shechina of Leil Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Gilui Shechina of Leil Yetzias and Golus. Godless ending that we're going through for the past thousands of years. That's what we want. So while we're preparing, things are going to come up. We're going to have challenges, a lack of clear, whatever you call, peace of mind, chas v'shalom, can happen. But always remind yourself, no, this year I'm going to take it even better than last year. I realize I'm in Hashem's hands. And if, for whatever reason, this person is not doing what I want them to do, or I missed a bus, I missed a taxi, I forgot to order this, I have to do that, and all the hundreds of things that we have to do. We just say, I'm doing what I can, I'm going to do as best I can. I'm going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Just say after Shemaya with everything I do. And then we come to Leila Seder. It's Hashem, Leila Seder. I think, and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are getting the messages that the Jews got during the Esa Makkos. We have the Makkos we went to. We're using it the way Klal Yisrael used it. To recognize with more clarity greatness of Hashem, the chasodim of Hashem to us, and prepare yourself properly, and Hashem will be zeicha to another level of Gilui Shechina. The minimum will be Gilui Shechina, even if we don't get the Gula Shleima. But Halavai was zeicha this year to get the Gilui Shechina, the Gula Shleima. Shiyah v'mheira v'yameina.
Amen.
Everybody, Chag Kosher v'sameach, and Hashem, we will resume Kanareh and Chodesh Iyar, beginning of next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chag Kosher v'sameach.
All right.
Chag Kosher v'sameach.